Well, as hospitals here continue to deal with large numbers of patients suffering from COVID-19, the good news is that many are being discharged, having successfully fought the disease. One Irish technology company is playing its part in getting patients out of the hospital setting quickly, enabling them to be monitored at home. The company is Patient Empower, and its CEO, Eamon Costello, is on the line. And this technology was developed, Eamon, in advance of the COVID outbreak, but in many ways it was ready-made for the pandemic. So tell us how it works.
Yeah, so we've been working for 5 years in lung conditions like lung fibrosis and cystic fibrosis. And with the advent of COVID-19, we threw all our resources into adapting the solution to help our healthcare service cope with the crisis. So what the technology does is it helps patients who might otherwise need to stay in hospital for observation, but can be discharged back home and still be monitored by the healthcare team to ensure they continue to recover as anticipated. So it's not just kind of a standard app that people might have seen in the app store for recording symptoms. It's something that's prescribed by a healthcare professional. And the key information that the clinicians are looking for is it's tracking something called oxygen saturation. And that's a measure of how well a patient's lungs are working. And it's an important indicator of the severity of COVID-19. So patients record this with a medical device which connects to our app via Bluetooth. And then they also record temperature and symptoms like breathlessness. And all of this data is relayed back to the hospital in real time on a secure portal.
And can they be sure the information will be picked up pretty quickly, given the pressure that the hospitals are under at the moment? So if they need to be brought back into hospital, they can be very quickly.
Yeah, so one of the things that we've been really keen to make sure is developed in this and is there is that there's alerts. So there's alerts towards the patient. So if we're trying to educate and inform the patients on the program, what these numbers mean. But we also provide alerts to the hospitals. That's, automated SMS and voice call alerts. So as, if there's a problem, we're trying to identify it and alert people, both the patient and the clinicians, as quickly as possible.
So how many patients have been discharged with this technology so far, and what hospitals are involved?
So it's over 350 patients so far. So that's 350 patients that might otherwise have needed to stay in hospital without this technology. So obviously that's helping in terms of preserved capacity in the hospitals. Most of the major hospitals throughout the country are now using the program. So, all of the major Dublin hospitals and hospitals throughout the country, from Letterkenny to Waterford, all ends of the country are using it.
It strikes me it could be of use in many countries around the world. So has it been deployed elsewhere?
So not this specific technology, but, another thing that we do is in parallel, we're working with hospitals deploying solutions for managing high-risk lung disease patients who are cocooning. So that's, cystic fibrosis, lung fibrosis. So actually in the last couple of weeks, we've signed up new clients in the US in that area in cystic fibrosis and lung transplant.
And is it specifically lung conditions that you focus on with your technology, or are there other conditions you can monitor?
So we do a range of other conditions, but the main areas is lung disease and kidney disease. So, we consider ourselves a medical company. So we have a chief medical officer who's a nephrologist, a chief scientific officer. And we're also developing a lot of technology and medical device technology in the kidney space as well.
Well, best of luck with that. Eamon Costello, CEO of Patient Empower, thanks very much indeed for telling us about that technology this